It's all formal.
Now, is that going to be okay with the light?
Yeah, we're good to go.
I'm going to fix it, yeah.
Hey, guys. Welcome to another episode of Bikini and the Brain podcast. We are here with, we're here with Ashley Kaltwasser, of course.
That's me. I'm that.
But we are here with the man, the myth, the legend, the forever energetic, J.M. Batmanion, J.M. Mannion.
I like that. He is the king of the
podcast.
All right. There it is. It's a Batmanion. That's what we're going to call him. So thank you so much for being here, of course.
Oh,
you know, it's
an
honor for me. I'm sure for Ashley as well.
It's more fun here than doing it on Zoom.
You know?
Oh, yeah. This is like the pinnacle of our podcast. Like, we got almost 1 million downloads, but now we got JM. Whoa. Holy crap.
Yes.
So thanks. We're in Tahoe for everyone, so it made a lot of sense. We're in the Tahoe at the Tahoe show in our production studios, aka Ashley's room.
wait, Ashley's two-story room.
Two-story, yeah. She's balling in the room, for sure.
When you're a three-time Olympia champion, you get a two-story room.
Yeah, we said, well, she's won three, she should get three stories, but this is the best I can do.
They have it. Access to the roof, is that what it is?
Yeah. So we want a rooftop deck for our tans.
Oh, goodness.
I'm going to actually move your hair past the microphone. There you go. Cool.
So we got a new mic set up, guys. Hopefully you can tell the difference.
Yeah, so it's a little better sound. So I'm going to let Ashley start off. You guys have had a long relationship.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead. And you know what, too, before that, I want to say, really cool with JM. Like, even back in the day, like 10 years back, you, like, knew people by name. You knew me by name. And it was like, I don't understand how you do this, to be honest. Like, that's what a lot of this is about. I don't understand how it's possible.
Well, if I say it, the interview will be over.
So I'll let you go ahead and start off. I actually got some great questions for
you. Yes. So just like you said, JM has the best memory. It's crazy. And I don't know how you do it. Like, you remember things about me that I forgot. And I'm just like, should I get my memory checked out? It's crazy. But you know what? I think the reason why you're able to remember all these facts and just, you know, remember people by name is because you're very passionate about what you do. And it definitely shows. Like, you love doing your job. And that's a beautiful thing because I love doing my job. Adam loves doing his job. So you're like an essential part of this industry. So why don't you tell our viewers out there, although you are the official photographer of the NPC, what other duties or titles do you possess as J.M. Mannion?
Well, Ed, I just started out as a photographer and journalist. Actually, I actually have a degree in writing.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
But that was not even, that was my minor. That wasn't even my real degree in college. I actually have a real collegiate degree.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've never talked about it. I have a degree in psychology as a therapist for psychosomatic adolescents.
Seriously?
Wow. Yes. Doing this on the side. I started taking pictures as a hobby, you know, and the only classes I had were in high school and shop class, you know, and I was just experimenting, having fun. And then I never went to an art school or anything. Mm-hmm. I just learned on my own in the film age. This is the difference now between everybody else, and you can all be pissed off, all you other photographers, because I don't really care. You guys didn't learn in the film age where everything you had to do was right on. Because if you screwed up, the only forgiving film was black and white. Mm-hmm. Color slides, color film. If you screwed it up, it was over.
Yeah.
You were done. You lost your job, whatever assignment, they were mad at you. So you had to know everything, okay? So that's how I learned. Even now in the digital age, I shoot everything, I'll say 90% manually, except for the candids.
Yeah.
I do, okay? And she'll tell you from all the photo shoots we do, what do I always have in my hand?
The light detector.
Light meter? Oh, wow. You're really, you really are.
I still have it.
Yeah.
I still have them.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that's how I do everything, even the stage pictures. So it's funny because I have the other photographers saying about, well, how come your stage photos look different to mine? I go, 35 years of doing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give you all the secrets.
Yeah. Okay. It's funny. Patrick told me that you had that last weekend. Was it last weekend? Yeah, last weekend. He was like, yeah, the lights weren't ideal, but then JM was up there with his light meter, and then he said, oh, no, the lights are good. Just use those lights. And I was like, he's a light meter? Why do you have a light meter? So there you go. That makes sense.
You saved him some money, too, yeah, I think he said.
That's funny. We have that in common. I went to the School of Photography for 2 years, actually.
Yeah.
It was really fun, and we had this start with black and white photos. And I loved it. It was a good hobby of mine for a few years. I really liked it. But, they make you shoot all black-white film and develop, and it was like,
yes.
I was like, When can we just do digital? This sucks. Yeah, it was cool though. You end up appreciating it. You know, you end up appreciating that.
So, you know, I was doing that on the side. I mean, I actually came out of college and I was working. I worked at two different psych hospitals. I worked at one and got recruited to go to another, which was a more of a private facility. And I was taking my vacation days to cover contests.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it came a point in 1988 where I asked for a leave of absence to try to do this full time.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew within 8 months I was never going back.
Yeah, because you love it, right?
That was it. I was hooked. I said, no. I said, I'm not going back. There's just no way. This is just way too much fun. If you saw, it was last week I did my Throwback Thursday.
The best throwback picks, by the way. The best.
So you have to actually be a friend of mine because it's on my personal page.
Yeah, okay. And is that, what is that? JM at
That's
JM.
That's at JM Mania. But listen, I don't let anybody on that page because I have a lot of stuff with family. Mm-hmm. I have to have a conversation with you somehow.
Yeah.
Okay? Not, hey, how you doing, JM, backstage?
Right.
That's not a conversation. That's every day. But I had pictures of my dad and I crossing Abbey Road, the Beatles.
I saw that, yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And I had to trust my dad to take a picture of me doing this, right? Well, my first assignment was for Flex Magazine, going to do candid photos at the World Amateur Championships. My dad had the American team there. And so that was my first assignment, June of 1985.
Wow. So we're at 35 years.
Yes.
35 years, yeah.
Nice
yeah.
job with that.
So it was make or break with that. Mm-hmm. And and after that, Flex Magazine hired me. About a year and a half later, we're at they used to run the teenage and collegiate national championships, bodybuilding championships, separate from the Masters before it was all combined.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were in Miami. The writer that was coming to write up the contest couldn't make it because there was bad storms. So he had called. I called the editor at Flex out in California. I'm like, I said, I think I've told you this before. You might have forgotten. I actually have it's a minor in writing,
mm-hmm.
you know, from the University of Pittsburgh. I can write the contest as well as photograph it. Mm-hmm. I said, no offense. I'll probably have better insight because I'm photographing and I'm not going to be disturbed by anybody.
Right.
So he's like, okay. He said, go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. So I did it, typed it up on a typewriter. Okay. Then you had to put it in Federal Express and ship it all out with all your pictures. So he gets it and he goes, okay, I'm going to modify your contract. He goes, you're saving us money. So anywhere I send you now, you can write it and photograph it. And that's really how it started.
Dang.
At any point in Flex Magazine time that I was there for 30 years, so 2015. Okay. So not only did I, sorry, Dad, I wrote all your columns. Here's what he would say. Hey, JM, write such and such. So that was his contribution. He did tell me what to do for the interview. Okay. Then he wanted to read it before I would send it.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. That's great.
Now, mind you, he had to read it, and if he didn't like something, I had to go back and retype it all.
Oh, man.
I learned from doing that how to figure out how to type with all 10 fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this was just too much.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
That is a good story.
That's pretty cool. That
so matter. I had columns. I was talking to somebody about it. Called Rising Stars. I used to write the MPC column. I was writing, and they also gave me two different, writers, pseudonyms, fake names to write under. Because they were saying, because they started getting complaints that there was too much Mannion in the magazine, but they were sending me everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. I said, you can have me write it different, but my name stayed on the pictures. So I always had no less than at least two articles or columns in Flex Magazine all the way until the end. Mm-hmm. You know? And in 1986, they started the MPC News Magazine.
Mm.
Okay. Which was literally a newsletter. It was a four-page newsletter. That's where that's how the name came out. And I actually didn't have anything to do with that very first issue. So in 1987, we did the very first issue of MPC News Magazine. I think it was 32 pages. It was all black and white. And Bob Ciccarello was on the cover.
Oh, yeah.
So he has the distinction of being
that's
on
cool. That's
the
cool.
The very first cover of the real MPC News Magazine. You know, the newsletter was like a newspaper. that yeah. four-page thing. So there was no cover, there was no logo or anything like that. It was just type.
That's NPC. Pretty cool. That'd be cool to get that picture. Like, hope he has that.
I don't have it.
Oh, nobody really? I wonder if he. Oh, man. Oh, really?
I bet you if somebody has it, it's gonna go on eBay for some big bucks.
I would. If I was Bob, I'd try to buy that. Yeah, that's
no,
what
Bob
have for,
has
the magazine. Oh, he has it. Okay.
No,
cool.
I'm saying the actual newsletter from 1986.
Oh, the newsletter. Okay.
Yeah, the original one with the black and white cover. Yeah.
That's cool.
We have those, and I know Bob has one. Too,
that's cool.
So. Yeah, and then that. So then the second issue, had a color cover, but it was still a black and white inside. And Sean Ray was on the cover of that for winning the NPC Nationals.
Okay.
So Sean was on the second.
That's cool.
Second one.
Bob and Sean, look at that, and they're still they're still here. They're still around in the industry. Yeah.
Right. So I've known these guys. Wait, my first article for Flex was interviewing Sean.
Oh wow.
That was my first writing assignment from. So I've known Sean. That was back in 86. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Good stuff.
Man, that's cool.
Damn, yeah, you've got some longevity, that's for sure. No wonder everyone is like.
But I
considers you a legend for real.
Well, I get paid to do my hobby.
Yeah.
We can tell. Yeah. Like, you're just so happy to be here.
I just don't get it, honestly. Because, like, as a coach, I travel a lot, but it's still, like, 1/4 the amount that you travel. And I'm like, how does he do it? Like, we've had this talk, me and Ashley, before, like, so many times. I'm like, he was just, like, across the world, and now he's, like, how is this happening? Like, how's he done it? I get it. I get you can do that, right, for, like, 6 months. But 30 years plus, like, How are you, like, what's up with you? How does that work for you with your energy? And, like, do you ever run into times where you just don't, like, you need a break? Like, how does this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because it's crazy to see what you do. We all appreciate it, but it's crazy to see someone do that. You, Sandy,
I think
too?
There's a lot of times where I'm on an airplane going, why the F did I agree to do this? I really don't want to be doing this. Yeah. To be honest. Then once I get there and I see everybody and start talking, it goes out of my head.
Yeah, right? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I've been there. I've been in that same spot. I was just like, gosh, another show across the, in a different state. It's a 4-hour this, an hour drive to the airport. I get that. And then, like, you get there and it just, you smell the tan. That's for me. I smell the tan. I'm like, let's do this.
Even this year, with the Junior USA and the North American, I only have one day off.
Oh, my gosh.
Monday, okay, August 31st, the reason I know, that was our anniversary.
Oh, wow.
And that was, saying I had off meant that we still had to do some stuff for North Americans, but I didn't really, you know, do much of anything. I took Debbie out to dinner. That was the main thing.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that was the first time in I don't know how many years that we didn't celebrate our anniversary at the North American.
Oh, wow.
And we also, this is the first time in 15 years or so, that or whatever, we didn't celebrate Debbie's birthday at the Olympia.
Oh, wow.
Because it's September 14th.
So you got a good partner there.
Yeah.
It's hard to find that.
You know, like, she knew what she was getting into. I met her at my dad's gym.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a cool story. Can you drop into that a little bit? I'm sure, because everyone knows Debbie, too.
Well, wait. So before we move on, so Ashley said, what all do I do? Well, now, of course, we have, as I say, we killed our own selves with the magazine, with the website. So the last NPC News magazine was in July, August of 2017.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't gotten one of those for about 3 years. Okay, yeah.
What happened at that point? The website was moving up. We had Frank Seppi came on board at the 2012. It was still Team Universe at that time. Mm-hmm. You're the last one that won it when it was Team Universe, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I was on the magazine.
Yeah, I didn't know that was. I didn't know you were the last one.
I was on the NPC magazine.
I did see that.
I was like, I was like, you know, that night I won my pro card, I literally did not sleep. I was so excited to shoot with you, and so excited I won my pro card. Didn't sleep a wink. I was just like.
for so many people, that's such a common thing too. Like, for so many people, that the award of shooting with you is greater than the actual award of winning the pro card. Like, they'll get off stage, and I've had pros do it where they get off stage, and they're like, "I got to shoot with Jam tomorrow, right?" I'm like, well, "Hold on a second." I'm like, "Yes, you do, but you won your pro card." Like, it's so funny. That's like, it's such a like honor, right? Type of thing. It's been
I
so
get
long.
For years, people coming by and they're, "See you Sunday." See you Sunday.
Oh, right? That's cool. That's cool.
Listen, I love the confidence.
Yeah, yeah. It's great.
Mm-hmm. You know, but yeah, so the next year is when they changed it to the NPC Universe. They took the word team out.
Yeah.
Okay. Because what happened is they used to send teams over to the universe. Well, all the things with the world of politics, with the wars and people getting kidnapped and everything, and Americans getting threatened, and they were getting threatening notices at the NPC office, IFBB Pro League office. You know, if Americans come over, they're going to get killed. We're going to slice them up. We're going to send you home in boxes. So my dad's like, well, we're not going. And that just kept going on and on. And that was, you know, that was Gulf War times that coming out of that.
Yeah.
And you had all the other things that were happening with the world climate back then. Just go Google 2012, 2013, 2014, you'll understand.
Yeah.
So they just decided to just call it the NPC universe.
Okay, that's why.
So
that
now anybody after that can now call themselves Mr. Universe.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. I didn't know the reasoning for that, actually.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know the reasoning.
But
what's funny is people still say, like, that have never competed back then. I'm like, how do you even know it was called team? You haven't been competing for 2 years. I'm like, what?
I don't even know. And so the year after she won, that was, like I said, it started out as NPC Universe.
Okay, cool.
Good.
So
you didn't realize you were the last?
I didn't know.
You're the last graduating class of the team.
Yeah,
universe.
I know. That's cool. They no longer have that name, but I didn't know I was, like, the last one. I was like, okay.
That's cool.
No one can take that from me. Huh?
So we know that you do the photography, you do a lot of stuff. Now,
so
you do NPC News Online, in case you haven't caught that,
yeah,
on that so far.
So Frank came in with all these ideas that we were like, wow, this is great. So he's elevated the website, and so, you know, he's the editor-in-chief of that. And so we were doing that. Then, of course, everybody had Facebook back in the day. Then Twitter came along, now Instagram. And so between helping with all of that, helping with the website, helping with international promoters, and there's several of the international NPC Worldwide people that I do help with, write up their releases or what they're doing and things like that. You know, I don't want to say everybody's names because I'm not here to take all the credit for that, but I'm here to open with them. Some of them have ideas and they throw them at me and I'll shape them up. Some of them have me write it all together, and I do that. Help them with the graphics, what they should use for different things. Just like the promoters of the NPC European and the IFBB Pro League European, that contest where the top three will get qualified for the Olympia, because it's the only show that they're going to have, basically.
That one is going to be a battle.
Crucial.
That one. That one's going to be a battle. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're showing up for that one.
Just, I mean, looking, you know, all the girls are going to be in the pro bikini.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you 10 girls right now, 10 women, that have been on the Olympia stage already.
Yeah.
In previous years. Okay? There's only three spots.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Precious.
And this is it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless they can get over for the Chicago Pro, which they can't because they have to quarantine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're they're going to different places, quarantining, all these things.
Depending
it's tough,
on their country. That's why they haven't been able. You know, that's how Etela was able to come out of Brazil to New York Pro, but she had to go 15 days in Mexico.
Yeah.
Quarantine, then come through Charlotte and go through customs.
Wow. Yeah.
She'll have to tell you the story. That's a good story about how
we probably talk to her. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's cool. You know what's cool about that is that the passion that someone has to go through that to compete, because it's such a passion for her to actually like be like, you know what, I know it's gonna suck and I'm just gonna do it because I want to be here and I want to compete. Yeah. That's pretty cool to see.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you know, I'm jumping forward a little bit. We put that notice out to IFBB Pro League that pros that are in the Olympia that are qualified or on the points list, how we can get them to America to compete. Well, that's what she did.
Yeah.
So she worked that all through the office. Yeah. And she's now staying here through the Olympia.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, that's smart.
She's staying in Tampa.
Oh, good. Good for her.
She made that announcement when she came to the gym on Tuesday.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Good for her. Yeah. It's funny because so many people, there's always going to be an excuse, right? There's always going to be a reason why you can't do this, my husband or my friend's getting married and we had to have a wedding, so I couldn't do a prep because I had to eat there. I'm like, it's one meal. You're going to you don't need to throw out your whole prep. Like, when someone's going through these extremes to get here, that's a pretty cool story to see.
And don't forget, she's in a country that she only speaks about this much of their language. Mm-hmm. You know, because I remember when Tyler and I were down in Brazil, they were talking about their language isn't all just Portuguese. It's a little bit of, it's Portuguese, Spanish, and Italian. So they have a little bit of everything in there, you know.
Yeah.
So she knew enough to get by. You know, she doesn't have her trainer there. You know, Ricardo's stuck in Brazil too. Mm-hmm. She has nobody to train with. You know, like you said, I mean, if you want it that bad.
Yeah, you go get it.
You go get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, back to the European, is the problem is these other organizations were trying to spread rumors that the thing was canceled.
Oh, go figure.
So last week, if you go look at the social media from that, we had everything about how it's confirmed, it's going on, there's also a live stream, how you know, so everything is a go. because people over there are jealous because of the success.
Yeah. And that's, you know what, that's the same with anyone. And that's, I think that's good for anyone to see. Like anyone who's at the top of their game, who's successful, if you don't have haters, you're not doing enough. That's what I'm saying. Right. That's what I always say. You know, so, you know, the NPC, the IFBB has been hands down the best organization.
And you have, you know, you have our Italian and Spanish promoters, two separate countries that have a country in between them working together to make this thing go off.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I actually didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah. So,
you know what I find really fascinating about the whole NPC expanding worldwide is I remember when I competed in the Olympia for my first time, I want to say that probably like 90% of us were from the USA.
And a few from Canada, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which almost like,
right,
it's yeah. North America.
North America, yeah. But now it's kind of like, I almost want to say 50-50 with American and international. And I think that's a beautiful thing. Like, look how far this sport has gone. Like, it's just taking off and it's getting even more and more dense with other international competitors.
Oh, yeah. Look how long it took for, let's talk Brazil because they have a lot of competitors. So Natalia Melo won in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Look how long it took for another Brazilian champion.
Yeah.
All right, but that's because she was here in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
You know, but for them to actually come from the country, like be living there.
Yeah.
You know, so I would say in actuality, just to give you a roundabout number, besides helping working on the website, doing my own, and then outside of my own stuff, about 15 other social media sites.
Yeah. Wow. We saw your post about what you guys have been doing during the whole COVID thing.
That's not even counting that yet. That's not.
Oh, okay.
This is current.
Yeah, I saw you guys released
today.
Released. Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's not counting the stuff that's coming.
Okay.
Okay. How does so that's where a lot of your work is then?
That's where Frank and I
are
doing all that.
That makes sense. Okay.
And I got to give a shout out to our webmaster Adam Jensen for getting all of your contest pictures up quickly.
That's yeah, he's fast. 2 days, 3 days. It's
or no, how about the pro shows? They're on the same day.
That's crazy. That is crazy. That's crazy. Yeah.
I you know what? I sometimes I get my pictures after prejudging, and I'm like, I look at them, and I'm like, okay, this is something I can fix. I need to pose a little better in this way. So those are super clutch. Especially
well, that's in our submission guidelines, which is public. Anybody can read them. They're right on the NPC News online website. The pro contests, the round one or prejudging, whatever that the individuals and the comparisons are required to be uploaded to Adam for NPC News Online so they can be basically we want these up before you walk back on stage for the finals.
Right. Oh, that's super helpful.
That's cool.
And it doesn't matter whether it's a contest of this size or it's a contest the size of Tampa Pro or Legions or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same with the Olympia.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of competitors. They get back to their room. They're like, oh, my God, I can't believe my pictures are up already.
Yeah, getting tagged in pictures and you didn't even, like, open your phone yet. They're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's nice.
So, I mean, I still have my photo studio in Pittsburgh, which Ashley's been to several times.
Yes, I have been.
I think Ashley has probably been the most person that I've photographed.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
Yeah, there is a lot. I will say that. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, most times at probably the studio, you know, at the NPC gym. Issa is probably the second most person I photographed, believe it or not, in this short span of time between me knowing you from 2012 till now and only knowing her from 2018.
She did a lot of the on-site sessions, like any time she could, because I know 1 year she did so many shows, probably like...
One year I photographed her five times.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Starting in Hawaii with Google Translator on the beach
because
didn't understand a word we were saying.
Oh, goodness.
You know, but yeah, I mean, if I didn't want to do these things, I wouldn't do them.
Right. We can tell, like, you're super passionate about it. It's like you're always talking to competitors and you talk with, like, so much enthusiasm. Even now, it's like you can tell in your voice that you're just, like, happy to do what you do. And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. As for me remembering things, I just say it's an only child thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't get it. I really don't. It's like if one day, like a couple years from now, like, oh, there was a twin the whole time. Oh, okay. I'd be like, that makes sense.
Well, I've had several people, and Debbie, they call me Rain Man.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't understand it. I really don't. Because it'll be a bunch of people walking by, too, from different states and whatnot. You'd be like,
well,
oh,
it's
hey,
like when
Jerry,
we
hey,
actually man. First met in person, but I had talked to you on the phone, and you were like, basically, you didn't think that I knew who you were.
Yeah, it's great because it just didn't make sense. I was just like, how does he? But he has so many. He has thousands of trainers. Like, how does he? But he know him all. You know, it's just crazy. So So yes, we appreciate that. You know, we appreciate everything that you do. I don't think. I hope you know it goes like people appreciate it. They love seeing you at the shows, and it's like, you know, it's probably for you. It's like more common, but everyone when they see you, they're like, man, he's here. That's so cool.
Honestly, I don't think that way. I don't think myself that way. When I noticed it was in 2017 when the IFBB Pro League and NPC split from the old organization. And my dad said, okay, we're having this contest in San Marino. It's a pro-am, and everybody's going over. I'm going over. Tyler's going over. Big Steve was going over. Of course, Robin Chang, who's our international director, was there. So I'm in Italy. Okay, I hadn't been to Italy since 1993. Debbie and I, we went with her parents and stuff. Okay, as we say, BK before kids, or BC before children. Okay?
I like the BC. That's cool. Yeah.
All right. So I go there, and I literally walk into the pro athletes meeting, and all of these Italian and European competitors, like, I thought someone was behind me. I'll be like, God's honest truth. I see this rush of people. They get on their chairs, and they're all coming, like, my way, and I'm thinking, I'm looking for, like, who's behind me? Next thing I know, they're all just camped right in front of me. Oh. They all want to talk to me. They all want to take a picture with me. They all want to shake my hand. Yeah. And I was blown away. I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. I was shocked.
Yeah.
Right? And then as I'm walking through the expo the next day, I literally had them pulling my shirt. Manion, around NPC they're going, right?
Yeah.
And they're like pulling in a booth, picture.
That's so cool. That's so cool.
Yeah. And so I was telling Debbie, I'm like, I was calling her at night on WhatsApp, and I'm like, I've never experienced anything like this.
Yeah.
I go, you know, and she goes, well, you know, the Italians are handsy. I mean, you married one. And I'm like, but no, they were literally, I mean, they were calling my name.
That's so cool.
In one form or another. And I was like, you know, we were all just like, wow, this is just crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like, and you know, people actually didn't really know Tyler at that point yet because he hadn't been doing it as much, you know, but Steve Weinberger was walking with me and he's like, oh, look at you. He goes, movie star. Oh, nobody's saying anything to me.
I can tell you from personal experience, I remember the first time you like talked to me, that was at the Natural Northern. And I went home and I bragged to my boyfriend, like, oh my gosh, guess you just said I should do the national show. You're not going to believe it. Like, I was like so excited that you even like acknowledged me. And like, I was just like,
no, because I remembered her from doing one of Gary Yuda's contests over in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So to me, to my mind, I already knew you. Yeah. Somewhat.
You want to hear a funny story? This is a funny story. I had an ex-girlfriend. She was a competitor. And one time we came home, she's like, you didn't introduce me to JM. And I was like, he was busy. I was like, it was like she wanted me to do it so bad, but she didn't tell me. And I was like, why didn't you just tell me? He's a cool dude. I could just walked over to him. Like, I can't get in trouble or something I didn't know I was supposed to do. It was so funny. Like, you didn't introduce me to JM. That's so funny.
JM, I got to ask you this question. It's a lighthearted question, but what is some of your pet peeves in this industry? I know one of them. It's whenever people miscall names. Of the national shows.
Yeah. Like,
Miami Nationals. I know that's one, right? That's one of them.
Yo, what are you people going to do now? It's in Orlando. If your hashtag's Orlando Nationals, you're out.
Oh, gosh.
That may be my biggest pet peeve.
Yeah.
Biggest? Is there any others that are close?
There's a few, but that really eats away.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's funny. I have a lot of people will tell me, like, they'll email me, oh, I'm doing nationals. And I'm like, wait, what national? Like, nationals, like, Miami, right? And then they'll be like, oh no, nationals, like North Americans nationals. I'm like, well, that's North Americans.
Yeah, North like, American it's Championship a, yeah. is not North American nationals.
Yeah.
It's not USA nationals. It's not Las Vegas nationals. You know, it's not Chicago nationals. It's not Charleston nationals.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's not Pittsburgh nationals.
Yeah, I mean, I agree though. Like, if you're going to do the sport, at least research it and know what you're doing, you know? So I can totally understand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but the Miami nationals, yeah, that's it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I even say to people, after they get their pro card, and I'm talking to them on Saturday, and I'm like, listen, if any of you have hashtag Miami Nationals on Facebook tomorrow, don't show up to the shoot. <That's> I can see some go like,
yeah, it was going to go, edit real quick. Don't mind me, I'm just texting my boyfriend.
So So another question for you, James. What are some of the biggest mistakes you see competitors make in this industry? It's a broad question, I know.
Yeah.
We can narrow it down to bikini. How about bikini competitors? What's the biggest mistake bikini competitors make?
It's not bikini competitors. It's everybody. Don't believe your internet hype.
Okay.
All that matters is what's on happens all on stage.
I like it.
I could see that. Yeah, because pretty much every competitor has a fan club. Yeah, and they have their
Instagram.
Their ego.
And they have their fan club. You should have won. You should have won. I don't know how you didn't win.
The judges don't care how many followers you have.
They don't have enough.
You could have 5 million followers and they don't care.
Exactly.
They also don't care who your trainer is.
Oh, thank you.
They don't care. No, I'm just saying.
No, true. No, absolutely. Because people say that. And I'm like, no, it doesn't matter. They don't even know who your trainer is.
Yeah, do you think they have time to research?
I'm like,
they don't care who does your posing. They don't care who does your nutrition.
Yeah.
They don't care who you buy your suits from.
Preach.
They don't care who does your team.
Thank you for saying this. Seriously,
thank you.
Gosh.
Coming from the main source.
Yeah, this is
this guy's legit.
A legitimate source, yeah.
The score sheets that the judges have in front of them are numbered. There's no names next to them in the MPC.
Yeah. That's good. I think that's a good safety mechanism, too.
Now, you do know the pro ones. You've seen them because we put them online. They have the name, but do you see the next column? Oh, okay, so Ashley's trained by Adam. Issa's trained by Ricardo. Angelica's trained by Kim. Do you see that? No. Mm. The judges don't either.
Yeah.
They don't care who your sponsors are. They don't care who you have supplement contracts with or don't, clothing, nothing.
I appreciate you
saying
that.
They don't care what gym you train in. They don't care what promoters you know. They don't care what chair people you know. They don't care about what's on. All they care about is what you look like on stage. And 3 hours later, you may look worse or you may look better, and you will be rejudged and reassessed.
Mm-hmm.
This girl right here knows that from last year's Arnold. Let's just put it with the one that Jana won. You were in second place coming into the finals.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Did I know that?
And they moved you. Sandy moved you.
I remember Sandy said she had you beating her and prejudging, yeah.
Oh, dang. Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that goes to show you too how close it actually is at the Olympia right now. You know, there's so many girls that could take that spot. You know,
right?
So
that Arnold, that bikini international last year, was the craziest because Laura Lee Chapatos was floating out in seventh place and she ended up in fifth. Mm-hmm. Because the confirmation of scoring round is live, everybody.
Yeah.
Don't think it's not live. Don't go eat that cheeseburger, drink that milk.
Yes.
Unless your coach tells you you're getting flat or something. Okay, keep it the same. Yeah. I've seen contests where the first place person after a confirmation scoring drops into third.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily that the second place will move up either. I mean, people look different. In the MPC, if you're crossing over, your scores don't go across. So if you're in over 35 and then you go to over 40 or you go to open, just because you may have been second or you won there, that doesn't translate to the other divisions. It's what you look like at that point in time. And that's going to be hours apart.
Yeah.
For you're judged right then by what you look like at that time.
That's one of the big things you always say is that don't go eat that cheeseburger after.
Yeah.
You can hang on for another 3 hours. Yeah. Why risk it?
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're saying that out loud. Because I hear it so much too, especially you don't, as in the pros, you hear it a little bit, but more in the amateurs, like, oh, well, he was coached by her and he was coached by him. And I'm like, they don't know that. They don't care.
They have time to research.
Yeah, there's 1,000 girls on stage. You think they know who your sponsor, your coach, and your following is? Absolutely not. They don't care.
Listen, if your friends or your coach are telling you that you lost because of them, get a new one.
Yeah.
Get new friends.
It's just not true. It's just not true. It's an easy excuse for the coach. Oh, well, she's coached by whoever. You know,
right.
It's just an easy way out. No, there's someone better that day. Simple as that. You know?
And I'll use myself as an example, too. In 2013, when I won the Olympia, I didn't have any sponsors. I was coached by a smaller coach that had 5 girls in Ohio. I was a no-name, and I won.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So anytime somebody says, oh, well, this person's sponsored by that person or this person's coach, I'm like, look at me. Come on. You know,
that's
I came from nowhere, you know, in the middle of Ohio. So it's like.
And that's the biggest title.
And even from the day that she won the Olympia, she's still having that battle with Janet.
Yeah.
Yeah, too. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been ongoing, huh?
Right. I mean, that's one of the best rivalries I don't know what we would call robbery, but I mean, you know, you two have been going toe to toe.
Oh, yeah.
For all these years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you both turned pro, same year.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, look where you two have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everybody thinks Ashley's unbeatable. Janet's beating her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
True.
A couple times.
Many people have.
Yeah, you guys have flip-flopped a couple times for sure. Yeah.
But I'm saying, you know, you two are like joined at the hip.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's like we don't do, I noticed we didn't do a lot of the same shows other than the Arnold and Olympia.
It doesn't matter.
But
yeah. That's where it counts.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I think that's like the Arnold, especially. I have a lot of memories of us being so close, and then the Arnold Australia, and we were just always back and forth.
Yeah. So I think that one of the things we wanted to talk about too is the bikini. That's a good segue, is that bikini was so different. And both of those girls, well, both of them, Ashley too, have like molded to the new division with a little bit more muscle, a little more conditioning. Where do you see bikini kind of going?
Change with the times.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's super cool.
You know, I always like to say, like, it's not necessarily, I mean, it's the sport has evolved because of the international exposure. So, of course, better girls. Now we got to keep up with it. So it's kind of like
about
an evolving thing.
You're in your eighth pro season now, right?
I didn't count. Sounds about right. You would know.
Yeah. Or no, 13, seventh pro season.
Okay. 2013 to 20. Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, seventh pro season. Okay. You two, more than anybody else, have adapted.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Think about anybody else that turned pro that year in your contest or even hers with nationals that are still hanging.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not many. Yeah.
I'm in it for the long run.
Yeah.
You know, people ask me when I'm going to stop. Like, Ashley, you competed a lot.
Okay.
I say, I'm just getting started.
Yeah, you're still
I'm
young.
I'm just getting started.
You started when you're young.
How old are you, Ashley?
I'm 31.
Yeah, so
you got Janet.
Years. I'm just getting started.
You two are the same age. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You two have outlasted longer than anybody would have thought.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the thing is, you two are only getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, you're better this year than last year. You're better last year than the year before.
And we're still working on it. That's why we do these shows, to improve and see what we can fix and do better for next time. So
with that, where do you think, maybe you kind of know, you can give a little bit of insight, where do you think bikini is going to be going? Is this about as far as it's going to go?
Yeah,
that's why wellness is here.
Okay, so this is the pinnacle, you think, of conditioning,
last
of muscle.
Year, what you did last year, do this year.
Okay.
Don't change anything.
Oh, yeah.
And that's pretty much where it is. Okay, cool.
I think with the introduction of wellness, unfortunately, 2020 kind of screwed us a little.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think now, okay, like we have these slats on the table. So now we know this is figure, this is wellness, this is bikini.
Mm-hmm.
Wellness is the combination of the two. You might have a couple of women's physique competitors that might be able to make the transition, but wellness is the bridge between bikini and figure.
Yeah. Okay. I love that.
That's the actual idea.
And for everyone listening to this, thanks for explaining that. You know, because a lot of people just don't know what to do with it at this point. And I see a lot of girls messaging me now that are bottom heavy, but bottom heavy in a body fat way. That are like, oh, I'm doing wellness, and I'm like, I'm sorry, hon. This is a muscle. It's basically women's physique legs, bodybuilder legs.
If you actually read the rules, they call it an athletic body.
Yeah.
I mean, you have an athletic body, but you don't have a wellness body.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
All the years of running track and field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay? So, I mean, Erin Stern, track and field athlete, okay? She was figure.
Yeah.
She's bikini. They did the same sports.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Makes sense.
You know, when you think about it, Sid Gillen, another track and field athlete.
Yeah.
Devonna was a track and field athlete.
Yeah. Okay? I get the best, my best bikini athletes will be when they do track and field or gymnastics, and they're like just made for it, you know? And I'm like, well, this is going to be easy because your base is there. And then you can just see it's just so much easier for them to get the muscle, to get this. It's something in them when they're growing up, when they build that muscle, when they're growing up, it just something happens to it.
These women have been doing sports their entire lives.
Yeah.
As I tell it, I've told this story a zillion times, I think. But I was like everybody else on wellness. I'm like, it's a bunch of out of shape bikini and figure chicks.
Yeah.
Right? I was being a smart ass. So, you know. When we went to Italy, we really didn't see anything with wellness because they didn't even have an amateur wellness. Now, going to Colombia, okay, and then into Brazil, oh my God, was that eye-opening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And I had these women coming up to me, again, in the expo. I don't know that they know me.
Yeah.
They're literally coming up to me out of nowhere. You know, they're like, please have your father start wellness in NPC. Please, I want to be an IFBB pro. I want to compete in the Olympia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, so I'm relaying all this back, and I'm like, actually, I'm trying to walk through the expo. I get stopped enough, and I'm still trying to do my pictures, but I have these wellness women coming up to me, and it was crazy. And then, you know, you get to Brazil, and you start talking to them, kind of find out. Some of them can speak English, some can't, so I would get people to translate for me. I would say 95% of these women were like my daughter Cassie. They've been an athlete their entire lives.
Yeah.
And Cassie was an athlete from she was 5 years old. Mm-hmm. Okay. She played soccer. She did gymnastics. She did volleyball. You know, she did softball.
Those are all the... That's funny.
She did dance.
Soccer and volleyball. Those two, I get, I want to do wellness. I've been playing soccer and volleyball my whole life. I'm like,
wait,
the legs and glutes on
this. So when the Brazilian women tell me they did beach volleyball, I'm thinking, oh my God, you're jumping up and down in sand all day?
That's what it is. That makes sense. It makes so much sense. Yeah.
Right? I'm like, that's even better than in a gym floor.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah, a lot of those taller ones even did basketball.
Okay. Yeah.
They were basketball and like either regular or beach volleyball. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something about that bass growing up playing that. Something happens,
so,
you know?
Well, then I see them on stage, and I'm like, oh, man, there's no jiggle with the wiggle when they do that walk. It's like this.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
this
stalling. Right here.
They are blessed. Yeah. Just to say the least, they are blessed. What I really like is that even now that we have wellness, too, it's like there's a division for almost everyone. So that's
right.
Great.
And if you read the rules about the upper body for wellness, mm-hmm. it basically says it's more like bikini.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no cap shoulders. There's no striations.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. listen, they don't want to see striations in your glutes, hamstrings, or thighs either.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Toned, well, athletic muscle.
Yeah.
It is a very athletic build.
Well, I'm a fan of this new division. Yeah. I gotta say, I've been looking on the gram, and I'm like, woo!
Yeah, I like the look. It's fun, and it's fun. It's fun to be able to push a girl that hard too, because you push a lot of these bikini girls until they get there, and once they get there, you're like, okay, that's enough.
They gotta stop squatting and
stuff
because of the quads.
These wellness ones, you're like, no, you keep pushing, you keep pushing.
Yes.
And, you know, and I think with that, that's a good question for you too, especially in Europe. So I get a lot of Europeans telling me like they have crazy adductors, the crazy deep V, crazy tie-ins, the crazy hamstring striations, and they keep pushing it, and they want to do bikini. What is your take on that? Can you explain that to them? Because I try to explain it, and they're like, no, we want more of that, right? I'm like, no, you're so far past where the accepted level is.
You need to come back.
Yeah.
There is no division for that.
Yeah, so what, exactly. So what, can you kind of maybe help the viewer? Because I have people that are, they're so proud of it,
too. Okay, so for right now, okay, the best thing I can tell everybody is, as you're looking online and everything, okay, go look at Franciel, okay, who won the Arnold Amateur in the United States, mm-hmm. the wellness, okay, go look at Alyssa, who just won the Junior USA. She's our first real American homegrown wellness pro, mm-hmm. okay, go look at her, go look at the four women that qualified at North Americans, okay, because you have two from South America, okay, that they're ethnicities, okay? They all live here in the States.
Yeah.
But you have basically, when you look, you had a Venezuelan, a Brazilian, an American, and another girl that has her base in Hawaii.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, she's still American, but it's you have four different body types there.
Yeah.
That's the look.
Okay.
Okay. Go look at that. Mm-hmm. Go look at that little girl, Issa, that won the wellness at North Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But look at the other women, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're not going to see that.
Yeah. Especially the deep hamstring. I keep seeing a deep cuts in the hamstrings. Like, I should do. I'm like, that's too much. It's not for any division.
No. And I have seen the Spanish. I've seen the Italian. And I've seen several in the UK, the wellness. And what I saw last year, unfortunately, nothing this year. But they were on par with what is going on now.
Yeah. Okay, good. And then the same thing for bikini. Maybe you can explain a little bit of that, because I'm seeing I get a lot of people still in Europe for bikini too that want those deep V's and the deep tie-in and the deep hamstring separation, and they
go look
bikini.
At your top 10 from the Olympia.
Yeah, and none of them have it. None of them have
top
it.
Top 10. That's all. Listen, it's there for you. NBC News Online, you have the resources to look up everything right there.
Yeah, do your research. Yeah. I mean, that's how I kind of, found out what's acceptable, what's not, what do they want.
Do you see her, Issa, Angelica, Janet, Luralee, Jennifer, Jen Ronzitti, Etela, Rafaela, do they look like that? No.
Yeah. It's so weird. It's so obvious, right? It's right there. It's like, here's your instructions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, too, some people don't realize until they get next to somebody that, I'm bigger. Like, Phoebe thought she was, like, what? She thought she was small.
She wanted more shoulders. I was like, no.
And I'm like, girl, look at me.
We're done with shoulders. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, she's so funny. She's doing the European show. She's looking good. I think she's got a good chance That's a deep show though, man. It's
that's
so
what
deep.
I'm saying.
Yeah. Ten
I
deep
mean,
in Olympia.
Right? And I can name 10 women, which you can probably name. Yeah. You can probably name. Okay.
That are all contenders. Mm. Yeah.
I gotta be watching this one.
That's gonna be yeah.
I also personally know, just because they have contacted me, between Wellness and Bikini, over a dozen athletes that are coming from other organizations that are, they've renounced their pro status with all their other organizations, and they're coming into the NPC European.
Wow.
They've already bought their NPC Worldwide membership cards. Every one of them sending it to me on DM. Or,
nice.
So, yeah.
So if they win, now,
we're
is that show, just to see, because some of these European shows are like that. Some of those shows will have the amateurs one day, and then if they win their pro card, they can compete the next. Is that show lined up like that,
yes.
too?
Ooh.
So,
Friday, Saturday, the amateur, if you turn pro.
Wow, so there's a ringer.
You can jump on stage Sunday.
There's a ringer jumping
and
in there
somewhere. There is a live stream for that, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to try to actually get there if I can. I don't know if I'm
really?
Allowed. Well, I mean, I
you're going to quarantine for 2 weeks.
I just don't know what the rules. Is it 2 week quarantine?
When you come back here?
Oh, from the U.S. They don't like us. We're the worst.
Yeah, I probably won't go. Because we were trying to figure me and Phoebe were trying to figure it out. I just want to be there for her, you know. But it looks like it's
fine. We are sending, we do have an American going over to head judge.
Okay, because originally it was Tyler at one point, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Brian, I think it was, or Bill. But and then, but now it's so. Are we allowed to say
Bill.
It's going to be Bill? Okay, cool. All right, cool.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So, but yeah, I mean, anybody that qualifies on Friday and Saturday can jump in Sunday.
That's cool.
So guess what? That's a whole new wrinkle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and some of these other competitors were international champions.
Mm-hmm.
They were world champions.
Oh yeah.
Oh
no
wow. Dang, this is going to be good.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean...
Everyone just heard that. That's everyone listening to this is like, oh, man, who is it, right? That's going to be exciting to see.
I know. I'll tell them off camera.
That's exciting. So if you have anything else...
Yeah, I mean, I would love to know where, you know, to leave off, where do you see the NPC as a whole in about 5 years and the IFB Pro League?
Well, let's put it this way. I don't think anybody, including my father, saw the NPC like this when we... split and did the NPC Worldwide. So in 3 years,
yeah,
you know.
It's been crazy with Olympia amateurs and all that. I mean, I remember when if there was 100 people in a show like 10 years ago, we'd be like, damn, you had 100 people in your show, like because there's bodybuilders, figure and women's
sometimes.
Yeah, it was we're like, did you hear about that show? John Lindsay had 100 people in his show.
Oh, yeah.
Dang, that's huge.
It's
like, now it's like
year.
We had 1,800 across the stage in North America.
That's crazy.
In 4 days.
1,800.
I remember.
Yes.
Whoa.
That's we had.
You got to remember, there's been no contest in Canada or Mexico.
Wow.
So this was their.
Yeah.
This was their first contest.
Wow. That's wild. That's
I
wild.
I can't even imagine what next year's going to be like, because I'm sure a lot of people holding off because they can't train. But wow. Next
it was
year's
1,400 last year at North Americans. Was that right? So you went up 400 during like
the
worst year, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
half
blown up.
Can't even work out. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Next year's going to be.
That's what I say. Anybody that did Tampa Pro,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the Wasatch Warrior and the NorCal, because they didn't have every division, but I mean, they're rock stars too for anybody that did that.
Yeah.
Okay. But Tampa Pro, I would say, and I might even be lowballing it, 40% of the pros on stage still hadn't been to a gym when they walked on stage.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's cool. Yeah.
So to me, they were all champions.
Yeah, that's
anybody
so cool.
that was there that weekend. You know, hats off to them. I don't care where
you
place. You
guys too. You're
making
still
it work.
Making it work in every which way.
I was watching
the live
stream, and I was like, man, I wonder if someone's just got, I was like thinking, maybe someone's going to walk in here and shut this thing down. Like, I was wondering. Did they? Because that happened in...
The hotel backed us up.
Oh, good. But that happened to us.
The hotel stopped them in the lobby.
Did you hear about what happened in Vegas? Because it happened in Vegas to us, and Tamer and Tarek, man, they made it work. They made it happen. It was so
they
great.
They tried to shut North Americans down.
Oh, wow.
Thursday.
Wow, yeah.
Still making it happen.
Just the Pittsburgh government, nobody else.
Okay, okay.
So frustrating.
Well, I'm glad that you guys are doing it. Really cool to see, because the competitors get to compete. You know, they need it. They need it. You know,
I need it.
It keeps them sane, you know,
it.
Especially right now when you have, like, when everything's so dark, especially for some of these cities, to have that to focus on, to, like, look forward to that to the end of, every day.
It's the best distraction, let me tell you, because it's such a bad year for everyone. And just being with my little fitness community and competing and doing what I love, it's like, oh, I'm in my happy place.
Yeah, right.
Who cares what else is happening, because I'm focused on what I'm doing.
Yeah, and it's so cool. So, and especially with what the Mannion family's done, like in the industry too. I don't know if you guys know, I'm sure you guys know, but if there's guys like me out there that appreciate it so much. I mean, what you guys are doing by keeping this organization going and making the Olympia the pinnacle of all physique competitions in the world, Like, it gives me a job. It gives me a way to do my hobby like you're doing your hobby and, like, live a good living, like, doing something that I would do for free.
You know? Live in the dream.
Like, it's so cool. Well, we appreciate that.
This year,
you know?
It's a lot of teamwork. It's not just us. It's all the promoters that decided to stick it out and still run contests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
There's a lot of promoters that didn't.
Yeah, I know. And okay. Yeah.
And if someone's getting mad at me right now, then you're probably one of those people.
They've heard it from me too, so don't worry. I was even trying to throw money at some of them to say, hey, I'll take some of the hit with you. Let's get this going. These people need to compete. So yeah, I'm glad that
speaking as myself, for nobody else, to me, this is when promoters should be paying it forward.
Yeah.
Listen, Chris isn't going to make any money here.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Okay. Hopefully he'll get some from the live stream. Okay. I mean, Gary started in the hole at the North Americans. He had to refund every sponsor's money.
Oh, wow.
Then you had the tent, you had the generator, you had expediters, judges.
Yeah, it adds up. I don't think people realize the cost of these things. They're like, if you, like, 100 people at a show is, like, pretty close to breaking even. It's not like you're crushing it. And people are like, oh, the promoters are making so much.
I mean,
like,
I don't think Trey Bennett made any money, really, at the Junior USA.
It's tough. You know, you got to – a lot of these guys really do it for the passion. And, like – and I've said this story before, so it's not saying anything that I haven't said. But like, Tamer and Tarek, when they got done and they pulled that show off in Vegas, Tamer had, like, tears in his eyes. He was like, I'm so happy. He goes, I know that the Olympia is going to be, like, my crown jewel. He's like, but this is probably my proudest because I've never been –
around till 2 in the morning to find a place to put the show.
He's like, I've never been so happy to lose over 20 grand. He's like, I've never been so happy to lose 25 grand in my life. But he was like ecstatic that it happened and made it work. And he was just like – and I was like, man, this guy's so passionate. These guys like do it for the love. And all these other promoters are like – they're like, no, we'll just wait till next year. And I'm like, this is where – you know, we shouldn't be making the money that we're making doing what we love so much. Honestly, that's how I feel, at least personally. I can say that for myself. So, like, yeah, it's our time to put it forward, you know? It's our time to, hey, step up,
right.
You know, and do what you got to do, you know? So, so good. I'm glad that you kind of think the same way on that. Yeah.
And listen, when Eileen Calabrese had that NPC, was it the Battle of the first one she had. It wasn't in Oklahoma, right? Tulsa, okay? I went there on my own. I paid for everything. Okay? Went there to support her for having the first contest back.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay? She was able to get the room, but I could have too because it was at an embassy and I'm a Hilton Honors member, so I've got enough points. But I went there on my own. Okay? Why? To show support because she was the first one that took the dive in. She could have easily, you know, canceled that contest.
Yeah.
You know, and it was not in the original venue, okay? She only had like 60 people, 50, 60 people. She had a small room, but she did it. Mm-hmm. Without that contest happening, we're not sitting here right now.
Right. It just started it all?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing I was wearing when I came in. The mask, it says straight out of quarantine. She made those.
Oh, really?
From NBC Oklahoma. Yeah.
Okay, nice. Cool. That's cool. Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, that's
yeah, it's you been, can it's, reach it. You can reach right behind you. It's
I think I'm hooked up. Actually, I can't.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go. This one?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. So I always wear this like at check-ins and stuff. See?
I love it.
She had shirts and
oh,
everything.
It's an NPC. It is an NPC. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a history. That's history right
yeah,
there.
She
you
has,
know?
She has shirts with this and everything. I mean, if we all have them, like my dad, Tyler, myself.
Love it.
So yeah, when I'm at the check-ins, that's why I wear this all the time.
That's cool.
You know.
I gotta get one of those. That's history right there. Yeah, yeah that's cool.
Yeah, just get hold of Eileen.
Yeah, I'll do that. That's cool. So, you know what? I do have a question for you because I do get this asked sometimes. Is there? So we have 7 divisions for women. 7? Is it 7? I think it's 7.
Right now, there's nothing else coming for men.
Okay, that was the next question. That's
yeah,
I was like, we've had this talk off camera. We've had this talk once. So I was like, as if there was like a fitness model type of thing or whatever. But okay, I'll leave it alone.
Maybe one day.
Yeah. That was the question. I do get that one every now. You probably get it pretty often,
yes.
Too. Yeah, you get it a lot, too. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and let me just jump back to wellness, okay?
Okay.
Regardless of what happened this year, 2020, coronavirus, everything, there was never going to be a Wellness Olympia this year.
Right.
That wellness was Olympia 20, was 21. Always 2021 mm-hmm. because the Miss Olympia was coming back.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's no way that they should have anybody else steal their thunder.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Makes sense.
That was, and people, the IFBB, Pro League, my dad, NBC, whatever, they did not cancel the Miss Olympia. That was AMI. Mm-hmm. That was that's who did it.
Yeah, there were no, and
okay. if that was the case, then there would have been no women's bodybuilding contest whatsoever. We still won't be qualifying them at NPC contests.
Yeah. Yeah. And for you guys who don't know the difference between that, it's they're basically the owners of the promotion of the Olympia.
They were.
Yeah, and now it is Jake Wood. Yeah, Jake Wood. So he's bringing it back with the Wings of Strength and backing it
at Planet Hollywood.
At Planet Hollywood, and I'm super excited for it because now my dog in the fight for that one is Alina. I love her. I love her. I've known her for, I don't know, 7 years or something. She worked and she was in Colorado for a long time. So I'm so excited to see her back on stage because the year that she was probably, she got second the year before they stopped it.
Right.
And I was like, man, this is her year. And then she won.
Yeah, I mean, that's why Jake ran the Rising Phoenix. I mean, that was kind of the replacement Olympia, you know, and which is great. I love the fact that he's still keeping that contest up.
Yeah. And it's still got the prestige, and now it's kind of like an Olympia Arnold type of scenario. Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, yeah, I've had a lot of wellness competitors ask about that. There was never going to be a Wellness Olympia because actually, if everything had gone by plan, we actually had this figured out by the contest for the year worldwide. So by the end of 2020, there would have been 51 women that would have qualified term pro wellness.
Okay.
You also have the people like Renee Harshey, who won in Tampa, who was already a pro and switched over. I mean, every one of those women in the Tampa pro was already a pro.
Right. Yeah.
So you factor in, you probably factor in another 50 of those or more. Mm-hmm. So by 2021, you'd have hundreds of wellness pros.
Yeah.
And then they could start competing, and they're going to start getting their points and everything else like everybody else.
Yeah, it just takes it's a process.
I can't wait to see it all happen. It's like it's in the beginning stages, but
yeah, and listen, and kudos to Renee for being, as I said, what movie is from? There can only be one.
I don't know it. I'm sorry.
I'm not even asking her.
I'm closer to you. I'm closer to your age. I don't know it.
Highlander.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There can be only one.
Yeah.
And that's Renee.
Yeah.
Right? Just like Issa, who won at North Americans, was the first NPC wellness champion at the muscle contest back in January.
That's cool.
Yeah. You know, and then you have Susana Rodriguez, who was the first NPC worldwide champion at the Amateur Olympia in Colombia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Then Franciel, the first Arnold amateur. Right? Jacinda Sharkey, the first Arnold Australia.
It's pretty cool to have
amateur
that,
winner.
Like, check his memory here. What the heck?
It doesn't.
He's a robot.
This is crazy. And these are amateurs who turned pro. He knows where, when, and their name.
Oh,
I'm like,
Lord.
And I'm like, okay, I know that one. Okay, I know that one. The other ones, I'm like, oh, I don't know. You know, it's like, that's crazy. You could just do that, you know? So, it's cool to see because you don't do that without having passion. Like, you have to. You know, you have to give a shit. You really do. You know, like it is that's just the truth of it, you know?
Listen, my dad was the last one we had to convince on wellness. Okay. At last year's Arnold in Brazil. So the pre-judging for wellness. And Steve Weinberg was Diner's head judge, but he'd never judged wellness. So he sat to the side. So I'm shooting the show, and he's like where Ashley is. And he's like, oh, my God. He goes, I didn't know that's what this was like. I'm like, Steve, you need to call my dad. He's tired of listening to me. I'm behind the camera, right? He's like, oh, my God, this is great. And he's like doing this. I'm like, Steve, I got to, right? Like, I said, listen, my dad knows how to pick up WhatsApp when the contest is over. Go call him, right? So he literally did. But I did at one point, whenever they were changing from doing the individuals to bring them out for comparison, I stood up, turned on my phone on video. I did a 180 behind me. Right, of the crowd. This is the pre-judging. The entire place was sold out. Every ticket. There were people in the back where women were on the guys' shoulders, kids, everything. They couldn't fit anyone else in. It's like an 18-second clip. I sent that to my dad, and I go, look at that. And he goes, men's bodybuilding, no surprise. I go, surprise, it's the wellness pre-judging.
Yay.
Wow.
And that was
it. I didn't tell him what it was.
And that was it?
That pretty much was like, and with Steve,
deal.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's
so which, and that contest was 2 weeks before the Pittsburgh, so that's whenever we made the announcement.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I remember that with the
yeah,
yeah.
I remember. I mean, like Steve was perfect because he was tired of listening to me, Tyler, Tamer, Tarek, you know.
Yeah.
You know. But, yeah, I mean, I think that everything in the sport's exciting. I mean,
yes.
This year's Olympia, every division. Think about it. There's multi-Olympia champions in every division.
Yeah.
You have the comebacks. You have in fitness. Look at that. Okay. You have, I mean, you got three bikini Olympia champions in a contest again.
Yeah.
Okay. Figure, men's physique, you know, classic physique. I mean, there's three in there.
Yeah.
You know, Chris, Breon, and Danny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, it's true.
Phil coming back.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one.
You know.
Yeah.
And everybody else that's in it, Dexter.
Yeah.
He's saying this is his last Olympia.
Yeah, Dexter. Mm-hmm. You know, he just doesn't age, that guy. I'll believe it when I see it.
Right. I mean, the move to Planet Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, and then with the NPC, I mean, I think we're making it happen. And let me say this to NPC competitors. This is the only time in history of the NPC where you have these three opportunities to turn pro back to back.
Yeah.
So you had Junior USA's, North America's. Okay. November, you have the Universe in Charleston, South Carolina, and you have the NPC Nationals in Orlando. Mm-hmm. They're a week apart.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah. That's so convenient to stay in shape, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
Then, and in December, you have the USA, which Tamer's still finalizing where that's going to be. I know, but I can't say right now.
Mm-hmm.
Backed up with the Amateur Olympia.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you not go? And, you know, you're looking at Universe, Nationals, and the USA, what, top two in every division?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty a much. serious chance. And I always tell people, too, like that, especially some people can't compete all year long. Some people don't have the physique ability to, like, do that, you know? They start losing muscle or whatever. But I told you, do your shows in clusters. And that's a perfect cluster for a lot of people to just get in shape and just stay in shape and go back to back if you have to. Hopefully you don't have to. Hopefully you win the first time. But that's the perfect opportunity
for that. I recognize, I think there was about 10 or 12 people from the Junior USA that just missed qualifying for the pro, came up to Pittsburgh to North American and they all turned pro.
Nice.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. A second chance.
Yeah.
Awesome.
A lot of times it's how it goes. You
right.
know? Yeah.
Take advantage because, you know, there's usually weeks and months apart. Yeah. If you think you can do it, get in the contest.
That's good advice all around.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how we both think. And, like, we got an opportunity to do things now. We do it, you know? Who knows what next year's
going to
be.
Yeah, I mean, and then we have Masters Nationals next month in Orlando. And are you aware of the change with the rules as far as who can get in contest with the green card and everything?
I thought, from what I heard, it was anyone that was a green card resident or from Canada, Mexico.
It's on the website under the rules.
Okay.
So just go to the rules. Don't go to the rules for every division. Just go to rules and either scroll up or scroll down. It'll give you, there's a section about this big and with every single thing.
Okay.
Yeah. You know,
okay.
There's some of them, you know, require numbers and letters, it is, but I'm not sure. Go there and you look and you're able to.
Okay, I'm going to double check it. I guess there's might be some I need to look at.
Yeah.
So that'd be cool. It is. I love, you know, it's funny is I don't know, like, because I can't really even remember a time when Dexter wasn't part of this. So it's, for me, it's just like, I don't want to see him retire. You know,
right.
I don't want to see, because I don't even really, I grew up in the Kevin Lavroni, you know, that age, you know, Ronnie Coleman, all those guys.
I saw Dexter
Yates.
Turn pro.
Really? That must have been so cool. He was, for over a decade, he was my favorite physique, you know, and I just loved it. It was a Flex Wheeler, then him, with, like, my favorite physiques. And I just can't even really think about, like, the Olympia without him in it type of thing. So I don't want to see it. I feel like he'll say he retired, but he just, how do you retire when you look so good?
Right.
Like, how, why? Like, there's no reason why, because he's healthy, everything's fine, he looks good. Like, his body's not aging, you know? It's like, I don't see it, but he's so good for the sport.
And I'm not sure people are aware of this, from 1976 until present, I've only not seen three Mr. Olympias.
Oh, wow.
That's when I was in college. It was 80, 82, and 83 because they were out of the country. 81 was in Columbus. So I've seen every Mr. Olympia. I missed one Miss Olympia.
Oh, wow.
And I've been to every other division's Olympias.
Dang. That's crazy. Yeah, so you've seen it.
In 1976, 76, 86. 76. Yeah, because the Olympias were there. There was no Arnold Classic then. Arnold and Jim Lorimer ran the Olympia 76, 77, 78, 79, I think. Then it was Arnold in Australia. Then it came back. Franco won it here. Then Chris Dickerson won it in England, and Samir won it. And then the Lee Haney reign started in 84.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, there's been
The Arnold wasn't, there was no Arnold Classic. The Arnold Classic came about in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You must have seen some really cool things happen. I remember probably one of my coolest things that I saw happen was when Sean beat Phil, but I could see it happening. You know, you started seeing the momentum shift, and I was like, I don't know, guys, I think this is happening. Like, it's just these things happen, and you're like, it's such a history thing. You know, it's like such a, wow, I'm watching this history happen. You know, like, you started seeing momentum. I was like, no, it can't happen. It can't happen.
Right.
Like, it looks like it's happening. It looks like it's happening, and then it happened. I was like, oh my gosh, it's such a cool thing. So you must have seen, you know, with Ronnie Coleman, when that happened, that transition happened, because was he ninth the year before that? I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he won it. It was like no one really.
And then he was 12th the year before that or something.
Yeah, and no one liked. So that, and that just shows you, even in bodybuilding, it's anyone's game.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean,
it's anyone's game.
It was going to be, you know, Sean or Flex or.
Yeah, everyone thought
or
Flex.
Or Kevin.
Yeah, I think that was the year that everyone thought it was going to be Flex, right? The year he won, he beat out Flex, yeah. And then, yeah, Kevin Lavroni, he was one of my favorite physiques for a long time. That guy was a total freak show. He just, the only guy I ever seen grow into shows. I'm like, he'd be bigger at the end than he was at the start. I'm like, how did that happen in a diet?
Wait, you want to know what a cool person Kevin Lavroni is? He made almost every one of Tyler's home wrestling matches at the University of Maryland.
Aww. No way. Really? Wow. I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Okay. So, well, I think we're getting a little lengthy here on this podcast. So
you have to have me on again.
Yes.
Yeah, please. It was awesome. It was a pleasure.
Yes, please. But is there any final words you'd like to get off your chest or say to any of our viewers out there before we wrap it up?
Yeah, but I don't want to get her in any more trouble. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you having me
on. Yeah, yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Remember, go to NPC News Online if you have any questions about what the shows are, what's happening, you want to see the pictures. Follow NPC News Online on Instagram. And is there
There's
any other...
many accounts with the...
Yeah, the main one is the NPC News Online official page, Instagram. But yeah, we have Facebook, we have Twitter. Mm-hmm. So when you go to that
YouTube.
One, you'll see all the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Are you going to have a podcast over?
No.
Okay. we'll take care of that for you.
Yeah, well, when we're building, so I'm building a new prep center in Vegas. We're going to have our own podcast room. Mm-hmm. I want you to be, if it makes sense, I'll have you there.
Listen, I was doing an IG Live last week, and she wouldn't drive down the street to join me.
I'm
calling her out on a live IG.
This is
a live IG.
This is a
IG
process.
Stream.
This.
And she's right, and I'm like, hey, Ashley, I hear you live a mile down the road. I know she wasn't ready for that.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. We'll have you. Sorry for this one's a little bit delayed, but we had a very special guest. It was worth the wait. And
absolutely.
Thank you guys. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Thank you.